Canada's Reggae Ambassadors, the Human Rights, invites you to join us as we celebrate the release of our new album, One People, at the Hotel Wolf Island. Tickets are $25 advance at thehotelwolfisland.com, $30 at the door. Show starts at 7:30, and we'll be playing two full sets. Check out thehumanrights.ca for more info. That's the Human Rights One People album release party, Saturday, April 5th at the Hotel Wolf Island, right by the ferry docks. Presented in association with CFRC 101.9 FM.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Banter. Beat.
Banter. When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter. Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CFRC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Zoa.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter. Banter.
Say my name. And welcome to another episode of
Beat Banter
on CFRC Radio.
My name is Aiden.
And my name is Sarah.
And today we have a special episode about names. That's the theme. Names. Songs with names in the title. Say my name, Beyonce. Call me by your name. Right.
Let's start this by name dropping Luke Berry. #name drop Luke Berry.
Shout out Luke Berry.
#name drop Tyler Galley.
Shout out Tyler Galley. Nolan McNeil.
Shout out Alaska B. Shout out Jesse. Shout out Chance.
Shout out everybody, honestly. Yeah, this is gonna be a fun episode that's very very nameful. Very name.
Yeah, well, this episode is going to be a mouthful and a different one than you're used to.
Oh, so. Clock it. She clocked it.
Yeah. Wait. So Aiden will start out this week.
Yeah, so I'm going to start off with two bangers, which are Hannah Montana by Migos. Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana. And I'm also going to be playing Basquiat by Big Man. Young Basquiat, Young Basquiat. Let's play them tunes.
Huh? What say your name was?
Deal on the trigger.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana. I got Miley, I got white, I got Miley, I got white. I've been trapping, 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 trapping all damn night. Hannah Montana, 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 Hannah Montana. I got Miley, I got white, I got Miley, I got white. I've been trapping, 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 trapping all damn night. Montana, I'm selling the bricks out the Phantom. Got Hannah Montana, I'm drinking the lean out the Phantom. Crap, crap, crap. Got Anna, got Joe, she white. Hannah Montana in the Panamera. She a college girl, but her wrist Katrina. In the kitchen, and she baking like Anita. Hit the club, diamond shine, look like I'm drinking margarita. I'm in London with the plug, in the same car as the Beatles. Got bricks in the attic, that Hannah Montana, the Miley go crazy. Got Lizzie McGuire, got Liz Lohan, and I can't forget about Katie. I keep the white like the 80s, I keep the white like I'm shady. Put the white rims on the Mercedes, young feel like Pat Swayze. Hannah Montana, 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 Hannah Montana. I got Miley, I got white, I got Miley, I got white. I've been trapping, 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 trapping all damn night. Hannah Montana, 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 Hannah Montana. I got Miley, I got white, I got Miley.
popping and popping no castles. Yeah. I'm smoking on gelato tobacco. Yeah. I'm drinking on lint like snap. Hey. In the fit, rolling the court. Rolling. Passing out my list of fours. They popping on like some skitters. Two on me. Make them in the middle. Woo. Hop off in the new Bugatti. Camera flashing paparazzi. Blame. She popping that castle and twisted the rusty on rusty. She sweating like she ran a mile. Yeah. She soaking wet, she need a towel. Yeah. She sucking her lip button down. Yeah. She moaning and making no sounds. Yeah. She can't wait, she's f***ing me now. Nah. I'm looking at her like damn. Hannah make him go bananas. She f***ing that s*** on camera. Papa Hannah, she got stamina. Papa. My jazz still in panorama. Woo. I'm beating up like Michael. I call her Dirty Diana. Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana. Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana. I got Molly, I got white, I got Molly, I got white. I've been trapping, 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 trapping all damn night. Hannah Montana, 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 Hannah Montana. I got Molly, I got white, I got Molly, I got white. I've been trapping, 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 trapping all.
Set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
You just listened to Hannah Montana by Migos and Basquiat by Big Man on CFRC Radio.
Banger.
Banger. I mean, two actual bangers this time, like...
Yeah.
I need both of these in the club, like ASAP. Have you seen that video of Nicholas Braun from Succession in that one movie, like, dancing to Hannah Montana and, like, rapping along?
Is the movie Call Me By Your Name? Is it that Army
correct.
Hammer edit?
Correct, correct. There's Army Hammer, and he was eating someone in the back.
No, he was eating, he was doing what in the back?
He was eating someone, mama.
Oh. No, wait,
wait. Army Hammer actually pisses me off so bad. Like, did you see that interview where he was like, I almost decided to be gay because it was just so much easier because girls are so evil or whatever. It's
like,
what?
Jackson from White Lotus in real life.
See, I don't know the reference here. I didn't see season 3.
The people get it. The people get it.
Right.
Luke, you listening? I know you get it.
Right. Second Luke Barry mention. Wait.
Yo, we'll hit the third before the end of the show.
For sure, for sure.
But yeah, I will play my next two.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually kind of hard for me. But I'm going to start off with an old banger, Oh Anna by Mother Mother. Mm-hmm. I would spin this.
We know.
And it's actually like, this is like, this album is also like Mother Mother's like freaky prime. This album has a lot of the freaky ones on it. And like not just like body dysmorphia freaky songs, like more freaky stuff. Because like the Oh My Heart album, that's just like body dysmorphia freaky, which is like, yeah, like fun and stuff. But this one's like different freaky. And it's so good. And then I'm going to be playing Adeline by Water From Your Eyes, which
Huge.
Is a banger song.
Let's play them.
Play them.
Do you have a community-based project that needs funding? The Lavana Gender Advocacy Center can help. Lavana is an anti-oppressive, radical collective of student activists that organizes and funds a variety of events and projects, from community care to education, mutual aid to arts and culture. Connect with us on Facebook or by email at lavanacenter@gmail.com to get your project funded and to see what else we've got going on.
You just listened to Oh Anna by Mother Mother and Adeline by Water From Your Eyes on CFRC.
Bangers.
How did you like those?
I really like the Water From My Eyes, Water From Your Eyes, my bad.
Yeah.
Song. Shout out Adeline. Like, I don't know who you are, but like, girl, I know
you're bad. I know you are like Coke bottle body, like
body tea, yeah. Body tea,
glass body. Coke bottle body.
Right. I know her body tea and my body coffee. Like, I can't even compare. The thing is. Okay, yeah, I need to listen to more Mother Mother. We were talking about this over the break. So Sarah said, recommended the album The Styx. So I'll get on that.
I'll get on that.
I guess I'll introduce my next two songs of the episode, which are going to be Dorian by Men I Trust. And I'm also going to be playing Eliza by Waves Waves Back. I just found them like this week on YouTube. Like, pretty like this song. I mean, they have
YouTube music is another week closer to us.
I know it's coming, but they actually seem really cool, and they only have like one EP on Spotify, I think. I have to double check that, but they're posting a lot on YouTube recently, and they have some cool tracks, so definitely check out Waves Waves Back.
Yeah, they have an album and a single.
So and it definitely doesn't show, like, their all of their capabilities, I think. Like, the YouTube, they have a song called, like, I Love Katamari, which is crazy. And, like, I want to steal the beat and rap over it. It's so good.
Okay.
So, let's play them.
Yeah. Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
You just listened to Dorian by Men I Trust and Eliza by Waves Waves Back on CFRC.
Banger.
Banger.
Well, you know, Men I Trust, we love. New album is out.
Mm-hmm.
Banger.
What's it called? I almost picked... Aquilus something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost picked Girl because they, like, release... Oh, wait, what's it called? Equus Asinus?
Equus Asinus. I don't know.
Yeah. I almost picked Girl because they re-released like a 2025 version or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, that's not a name. Is that too far?
Yeah.
But yeah, Men I Trust, we love. And the Waves Waves Back song is so good. Yeah. I'm going to listen to that whole album now.
Mm-hmm. Banger.
And get up on their YouTube grind.
Yeah. Everyone check out I Love Cat. Actually, no one check it out because I want to have the beat for myself, please.
No one make a beat from it, but you can listen.
You can listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah, what are your next songs of the episode?
So I'm going to be playing this song from this artist I've been listening to a lot for the past, like, few months, which is Naima Bach, and I'm playing Kaylee.
Mm-hmm.
This is from, I think it's called Below Below. Banger. Banger album. Really nice voice. So good. And then my tried and true, I love Porsches. So sad, so good. This is Sally by Porsche. Or Porch, whatever you want to say it. But
yeah.
I don't know. How do you like
Porsches? I think it's Porsches, but I don't know. It could be Porsches. I don't know.
Yeah. This was the first song I ever heard from him. And it's great. Yeah.
All right, let's play it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
at least in the shed. Sally grabs a tool. Sally hits my head. Life's good when life's lonely. It's just like she showed me. The bird takes a shit on my head. Now we will never be. Sally's in the car. Sally's in the bed. Sally's never far. Sally's in my head. Life's good when life's lonely. It's just like she showed me. The bird takes a shit on my head. Now we will never be. Sally, yes, Sally, no, Sally, please, Sally, stop, Sally, never let me go, Sally, rock, Sally, roll, Sally, yes, Sally, no, Sally, please, Sally, stop, Sally, never let me go.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are gonna serve
and work and turn
and honey.
You just listened to Kaylee by Naima Bok and Sally by Porches on CFRC.
Bangers.
Banger.
That Porches song is crazy. Like, the auto-tune vocal with that, like, vibe is kind of wild. Like, they ate with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I played him before. I played him on his track where he's on the Tori Moe album.
Mm-hmm.
Who we found out is Blazion.
Yeah, shout out the Blazion King, Blazion King, Tori Moe.
Yeah. And he also... I don't know if I've played this, but I love... He's on a song called Lamb with Coco and Claire Claire.
What? What did you say? Coco and Claire Claire?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I'll check it out. I keep saying I'll check it out, but like, you got to send it to me or I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
But...
You know Coco and Claire Claire. They have that... They're like pretty popular. But,
okay.
Yeah, he's on their track too. So that's a banger.
Huge. And yeah, the Kaylee Naima Bok song. I was saying Naima Bok is a bold name. Like, imagine sitting there and you're like, my name is Naima Bok. Like, queen.
Yeah.
Queen.
Me and Bok.
Right.
Right.
I'll introduce my next two songs of the episode. Actually, my final two songs of the episode, which are going to be Kurt Swinghammer with Augusta and Sifjan Stevens with John Wayne Gacy Jr. So let's play them tunes.
Play them.
Augusta is haunted by the ghost. A broken skeleton. Tense feet chained up to a street post. A rusty shipwreck with this mast. Plastered in posters. rock shows from weeks past. The grinning skull, the devil in flames, a high contrast pouting face, the buxom fin-up dame. Man curses in a foreign tongue and rips him to pieces, just leaves him on the ground. A thousand staples corrode away, voodoo pins in the burial. Stolen bicycle grave.
You just listened to Augusta by Kurt Swinghammer and John Wayne Gacy Jr. by Sufjan Stevens on CFRC Radio.
Banger. The Augusta song, his voice is so crazy.
I know. I forget. Wait, which band is he from? He's from a. He's from like a super big band, but now I'm forgetting. Let me
find out. Post. Yeah, his voice is so interesting. Oh, he's from. He also does visual art, so I wonder if he did the cover as well.
Oh, maybe. That's possible.
Yeah, he's from a music group called Vital Signs, but I've never really heard of them before.
Oh, maybe I'm remembering, but I think he might have like been like affiliated with a bunch of big bands or something, maybe.
Yeah, but his voice is so interesting. He's like if Jordy Greep was making like more mellow music.
Right.
It's the same type of like weird, like poetic speak sing thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really good. And then obviously Stephen Stevens, like...
The GOAT. I mean, do we even have to... Come on.
I guess it's like double whammy because it's called by her name too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, to see without my eyes. The first time that you kissed me. Yeah. They're talking about me and you.
Stop. After we record.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll play my last two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be playing Snoopy by Lukey Men and Maria by Blue Material, which is a Montreal-based band. And I, like, just found them, like, this week.
Huge. Let's play them.
But yeah, those are my tracks. And Snoopy is a name.
Yeah. Right? Snoopy the dog. Snoopy. That's actually it.
Yeah. Snoopy the dog. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh,
You just listened to Snoopy by Lukey Man and Maria by Blue Material on CFRC.
Two bangers. The Snoopy song is my fave from the week. I have to be honest. It's so good. And then, yeah, the Maria Blue Material song, like, shout out Montreal. Like, they are cooking. They are freaking cooking. Yeah. Oh.
They're cooking, yeah.
They're cooking.
Yeah, it's banger.
We have a lot of time at the end of the episode, and since we were already talking about Call Me By Your Name, we decided, like, why not talk about a couple of movies that we watched recently? So
yeah, we'll talk about the four last movies we watched.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go first.
Okay, well, the last movie I watched was called Sexy Beast. I watched it with my roommate, Sharia. Shout out, Sharia. It's like an ex, like, it's like a one more job type movie. Like a con guy who's, like, retired now has one more job to do. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
And it's by the same guy who did The Zone of Interest. Very different movies, let's just say.
Yeah.
This was more of, like, a comedy.
Someone else had one last job in The Zone of Interest, too.
Ooh. That's not even, yo, we don't even go there. The Zone of Interest is actually, like, one of the most, like, hard-to-stomach movies I've ever seen in my life. It's crazy. So I watched that. I also watched The Best of Me, which I think I talked about last episode, by Heather Landsman, which is a documentary about Ricardo Lopez, who's the guy who attempted to kill Bjork. And it's, like, an archival documentary, because before he died, he recorded footage of, like, the weeks until his suicide.
That's on my list to watch next.
Mm-hmm. And then before that, I watched Your Tomorrow, which is a documentary about the Ontario Place, which got shut down by Doug Ford and is being turned into a spa. So let's talk about that. Doug Ford is a crook. He's a loser. He needs to go. He needs to freaking go. Like, I'm so tired of it. It's not my favorite doc, but it is very, like, sentimental and nice. So I like it.
Is it short?
It's like an hour and a half, and it's on YouTube. So go check it out. Especially all of you Ontario folks. And
so
finally, right, so everybody. And finally, I watched With Sarah, the movie She's Gotta Have It.
Yeah, which was like Spike Lee's debut film.
Yeah, it was definitely so interesting.
Nola is a baddie, though, and, like, they all wanted her bad.
Mm-hmm. I think my biggest issue with the movie is, like, Nola still feels like kind of an enigma at the end, and there's a weird shift at the end. Something happens to her that never really gets, like, resolved.
Yeah. A lot of people were like, oh, well, Spike Lee couldn't write from the Spike Lee couldn't understand the perspective of this one girl with three men, so instead he wrote out the perspective of the three men.
Exactly.
But you still kind of want more.
Right.
But yeah, I wasn't upset by, like, the black and white and color scene, though. I thought it was, like, properly used.
Yeah, the style was really on point.
Yeah.
Like, Spike Lee knows how to shoot a good image, so.
Yeah.
And okay, so, well, Sarah.
The other three I watched. I just watched Kids, which I've been meaning to watch for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, don't know how I feel about it. It's, like, one of those films where you're like, oh, like, this is kind of crazy exploitative because they're all, like, actually underage, like, filming this crazy, like, grotesque and inappropriate movie.
Wait, they were actually underage?
A lot of them were, like younger than 17 filming. Like,
what?
Kind of like how mid-90s is, like, kind of problematic in that sense. Where, like, Alexa Demi's making out with, like, someone who's, like, actually underage, like, for the whatever. And so there are, like, scenes like that. And it's kind of, like, I'm still trying to think of it. Like, was it, like, worth it? Was there, like, a point to it?
Mm-hmm.
But it was really good. Chloe Sevigny's so good in it. But, yeah, I'm still, like, undecided about how I feel. But, okay, last Luke Berry shout-out, Boogie Nights.
Ooh.
Mama, that movie is so...
No, he's been hounding me to watch it for so long, so I really gotta get to it.
It's so good. The soundtrack is, like, top tier, and, like, I was, like, engaged the entire time. And, like, wait, spoiler alert. But my favorite thing is, like, our friend Sophia, like, her review was, like, oh, the entire movie, I was, like, oh, my God, they're gonna show his horse... bleep C-O-C-K at the end of the movie, and then you wait until the end of the movie and he whips it out. So yeah, Aiden, I know you're like that one.
Well, actually, I hate Mark Wahlberg with a passion, so maybe I won't, but we'll
but you're,
talk about
you're like
later.
This part of Mark Wahlberg.
Do you remember when Mark Wahlberg said he would stop 9/11 if he was on the plane? Like, I actually think that man needs
that.
To be like, and
okay,
I was
well, sorry, I wasn't taking that into consideration while I was
right. But, you know, now he has, like, he's, like, on his Christian arc, and he has, like, a streetwear brand slash...
Well, I honestly know nothing about him.
Yeah. Actually, keep it that way.
I don't really know. I've never really watched other things he's in. I know he's the dad in The Lovely Bones, but that's, like, essentially, like, that's it. That's, like, his entire filmography that I've, like, seen is this now, and the, like, Lovely Bones. And then I watched this, like, weird black and white movie called Hundreds of Beavers that was, like, a comedy Looney Tunes, like, spinoff. And it's, like, really good, and I feel like it's worth watching because it's, like, so much, like, it's so, like, crafty. Mm-hmm. But it's not actually funny. Like, don't watch it for, like, if you're, like, you want to gag.
Okay. But it's, like, but, it's, like, impressive.
Yeah, it's, like, really good. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think, and, like, maybe parts of it were funny. But I think it'd be fun to watch with other people. I think I would have had a better time. But
yeah, in really a crowd.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like one of those movies, but I definitely have to watch it at some point. People have been raving about it to me for a while, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Also, like, I do want to give, like, a recommendation. Like, I think we've talked about it on this show before, but I've been genuinely, like, it has occupied so much of my mind recently. Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World is, I think, now my favorite movie.
No, yeah. Like, that will, like, never change. Like, I like, showed it to an old coworker, and they, like, didn't like it as much, and I, like, almost cried, like, how could you not love Bobita? Like,
I know, Bobita, like, yeah. I don't know. It's really, it's long, I get it, but I really think, like, if listeners, if you're out there, Luke Barry, if you're out there, watch this movie. It is so good. It's so good. Like,
yeah, Luke Barry, watch this movie right now.
Yeah.
And I think, like, just any, like, all the Radu Jude movies, like, watching some older movies, like, he feels, I don't know, it's, like, all of his stuff is, like, so singular and, like, and, like, all of these, like, I don't know, it feels like not even, like, like, it just feels, like, so singular, and it's, like, so good.
Yeah, it's, like, he is pulling from so many different inspirations that it feels, like, so unique and new. Like, yeah. it's great. So fresh and so fun and so funny. Like, there's so many things from that movie that I think about constantly that I'm, like, oh, my God, this is just, yeah. like, this would be in the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, the amount of times I think about that one scene from, like, Semiotic Plastic where the gorilla from Sing, like, pushes down another doll down the stairs is, yeah. like, maybe, like, twice a week.
Yeah. Shout out Radu Jude. And he came out with a new movie that's going to be distributed soon called Continental 25, which I'm so hyped about. And he's also working on a Dracula movie that's going to come out later this year. So I hope that, I mean, listen, everyone's been talking about Nosferatu this, Nosferatu that. Where's the Radu Jude Dracula? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of
Be Banter.
We'll see you next week, and as a little outro, we'll be playing Rosie World by Rosie.
Rosie's Kitchen, Mama.
Oh, Rosie's Kitchen by Rosie, apologies.
Right.
A dear friend of Luke Barry.
Shout out.
Bye, see you next week.
The Only Show, bye. I fell into
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present local rock band Pound Salt's latest single, Gonna Be Famous. The track is a celebration of ambition and self-indulgence. With lyrics laced with wit and a touch of grandeur, Gonna Be Famous is as catchy as it is confident, driven by hook-heavy instrumentals and ensemble vocals. The song came together almost instantly, fully embracing the band's indie DIY spirit, recorded in their practice space affectionately called the Salt Mine. They experimented with tracking instruments on their own before handing it over to Jeff Vandertote, whose expert touch helped shape the final sound. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Gonna Be Famous by Pound Salt on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us here right now on CFRC 101.9 FM.